first lady of the Thompson family. Honey,
我很高兴啊，我们的第一位女士是我们 Thompson family 的那个。
We have four children.
我们有四个孩子。
All of them are married.
他们都结婚了。
The first one is a policeman.
老大是一个警察。
Watch out. He works up in Sonoma County.
他在那个就是北边金门桥北边的 Sonoma County 做事。
They have two children.
他们有两个小孩。
Our second son lives in Redding.
我们老二住在 Redding， 在加州最北边。
He runs a sound company.
他有一个音响公司。
And he is encouraging people all across the city to help transform the city of Redding, California.
那他在那个 Redding 这个城市里头，到处鼓励大家来改变这个他们的城市。
They have four children.
他们有四个孩子。
Our daughter lives in Argentina.
我的女儿住在阿根廷。
That's because we lived in Argentina.
因为我们过去也住过阿根廷。
And so our daughter met a fine young man.
所以我的女儿在那边遇到一个非常好的孩子男孩。
Just about the same time that our second son John, who lives in Redding, met a fine young woman.
同时在那个时候，我的老二在 Redding 这个城市也找到一个很好的女孩。
In fact, our two children met a brother and sister of another family.
结果我的孩子他们所认识的这个男孩跟女孩也是兄妹或是姐弟。
And in the middle of it, they formed a music group that still is functioning in Argentina.
所以在这个当中，他们就组织了一个乐团，而且现在在阿根廷还在服事。
In fact, they become quite famous over the years.
他们现在过了几年，他们好像有一点名气了。
But Christy and her husband have two children.
那个 Christy 她的女儿跟她她有两个孩子。
So we have two grandchildren with Argentine passports.
所以我有两个那个。孙子是我外孙，是有这个阿根廷的这个护照。
And our fourth child is Tim.
然后我们老四是一个儿子 Tim.
He's a pastor in Phoenix, Arizona.
他在凤凰城他是一个牧师。
And they have two children.
他们有两个孩子。
So that makes 10 grandchildren.
所以我有十个孙子孙女。
And there are 20 of us in our little clan.
所以在我们这个小小的 Thompson 家庭有二十个人。
All of us love the Lord with all of our hearts.
我们都爱我们的主，都。
And by the grace of God, we can say.
跟着耶稣的恩惠，我们可以说。
All of us are doing something to transform the place where we live.
我们都尽我们自己的力量，在我们所住的地方来改变我们的环境。
And that's what this weekend is all about.
这个就是我们这个周末所要来谈论的事情。
There are just a few of us inside this building this evening.
现在在这个我们这个聚会。会堂里头只有一些人。
But when we leave this building,
但是当我们离开这个地方的时候，
we all have contact with tens, even hundreds of people.
我们要出去接触十个人或是更多的人。
And so we're going to talk about the congregation that everybody has in here.
所以我们要跟大家讲说，我们在这边会众，然后我们自己出去怎么样面对我们的会众。
We come to church and we listen to the pastor.
我们到教会来听牧师讲道。
And you have a fine pastor.
我们有一个很好的牧师。
He has a heart for God.
他真的是有一个为主做工的心。
And when you listen to him, you receive from the Lord. Isn't that true?
所以你听他的讲道，你听到神的话。
But when you leave here,
但当你离开这里的时候呢，
that's when the most important things begin to happen.
应该是最重要的事情就开始了。
Because you have people all around you,
因为在你的周围有许多的人，
that are watching,
他们在看着，
they're listening,
他们在听着，
they're wanting something new,
他们想要听一些新的。
And you are the one that God has put there to give it to them.
那你就是神放在他们中间所要让他们得到的。
So we're really excited about this weekend.
我们真的在这很兴奋。
We have a very specific sense from the Lord that God is coming to the Bay Area.
我们在我们的这个布道团里头真的有一个感领受，就是说神要来了。
There are signs everywhere.
有各样的启示，有各样的那个。
Up in the North Bay is the city of Vallejo.
有一个城市叫做 Vallejo.
Vallejo was the first city to go into bankruptcy in the United States of America.
在美国第一个就是破产的城市就是 Vallejo.
But you know there are Christians there that are praying who believe that Vallejo can be transformed.
但你知道有很多基督徒在那边为这个城市祷告。
And they began to pray.
他们开始祷告。
And elections came.
当选举来的时候。
And a Christian man was elected mayor.
那有一位基督徒就被当选做他的市长。
And he is still mayor of Vallejo.
那他现在还是 Vallejo 的市长。
His name is Mayor Osby Davis.
这是他的名字 ，Osby Davis。
And he met with us.
那他跟我们碰面。
And in a meeting on City Hall steps.
我们就在他的这个市政府前面的这个阶梯上。
He said to the people of his city.
他告诉他城市的人说。
Some people say we should pray.
有些人说我们应该要祷告。
I say to you, we must pray.
但是我告诉你们，我们一定要祷告。
And I want you to pray.
我希望你们一起祷告。
And I want you to declare Vallejo the city of God.
我要大家来宣告说 ，Vallejo 这个 city 是属神的。
That's the mayor.
这就是我这个市长，这个 Vallejo 市长所说的。
Since he became mayor,
当他自从他做市长之后
，his city has become the first city to come out of bankruptcy.
他的城市是第一个从破产中出来的城市。
People are coming to the Lord.
人都来归向，很多人来归向神。
And this coming Saturday,
在这个礼拜，
they are organizing to prayer walk the whole city of Vallejo.
他们就是这个礼拜六，他们就要在整个城市里头来祷告行进。
The kingdom of God to every house.
让神的国度进到他们每一个家庭。
That's good news.
这个就是好消息。
Give the Lord a hand. And there are so many stories that we can tell.
有我们有好多故事见证都可以来分享。
But behind all of the stories is the truth that God wants to use you.
那最重要的就是说神要使用你。
So turn to your neighbor.
我告诉你，去看看你隔壁的朋友。
Lift up your finger.
伸出你的手指来。
And look them in the eye and say, God wants to use you.
对着他们的眼睛看着他们说神要使用你
Now did they believe you?
他们相信你吗
Do it again. This time just tap them on the shoulder kind of friendly.
这次呢
and say,
在他们肩膀上说神要使用你
God wants to use you.
神要使用你 Thank you.
Now the good thing about that is you touch them.
这好事是你已经触摸到他们
But they touched you.
那他们也是触摸你
You're it.
你就是那个人
God wants to use you.
你就是神所要使用的人
So this evening we're going to talk about answering the call.
今天晚上我们要来讲一个回应神的呼召
Answering the call that God has put on each of our lives.
就是回应神在我们每一个人身上的呼召
And the Holy Spirit is here.
圣灵就在我们的当中。
And He's going to work in our lives this evening.
今天他要在你的心里动工。
And He's going to work a little bit more tomorrow.
他明天也要继续的带领我们。
And He's going to work a little bit more on Sunday.
在礼拜天也是如此。
And when we leave here on Sunday,
当我们礼拜天离开这里的时候
we will be different than we are tonight.
我相信我们每一个人都会跟今天不太一样。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Some of my colleagues will be here joining me.
I missed that.
Some of my friends.
Oh, okay. 有一些朋友会一起来参加这个聚会。
Our good friend Ted Haas is with us this evening.
那个蔡先生。
Ted and Pastor Joseph have been communicating a lot about this conference.
就是 Ted 跟那个你们的牧师在很多的沟通之后，我们有了这个聚会。
And so he is really the leader. I'm just following him.
他是我们这个湾区的一个那个领导。
Ted, why don't you stand up?
请我们请 Ted 站起来。
And he brought his daughter with him this evening.
他带了他女儿在这边。
And it's so good to have her with us tonight too.
谢谢你来这边 ，Thank you.
Ted is tall because he's an intercessor.
那个 Ted 非常高，因为他是一个代祷者。
So God gave us an intercessor that walks really close to Him all the time.
所以神赐给我们一个跟他非常近的一个代祷者。
And tomorrow you're going to meet the McNaughton family.
明天我们也会见到那个 McNaughton 的这个家庭。
Benji and Jessica and their three children.
他们夫妇还有三个孩子。
And they will come to minister to you as a family on tomorrow evening and on Sunday morning.
他们明天晚上跟星期天早上会在我们的教会。
On how to be a transformation family.
他要跟我们分享怎么样做一个转化的家庭。
So we're going to have a good time.
我们会有一个很好的。
Are you ready?
我们准备好了吗？
Let me invite you to stand with me this evening.
请我们大家起立。
And let's just ask the Lord to speak to us.
我们求神来告诉来跟我们说话。
In fact,I would like to ask you, invite you to ask the Lord to speak to you.
所以我邀请你们自己来邀请神来亲自的对你说话。
Someone said, a mind is like a parachute.
有人说一个人的思想脑筋好像一个降落伞一样。
It only works when it's open.
它只有在降落伞打开的时候才有用。
A parachute that's closed is a disaster.
没有开的降落伞是一个危险的事情。
When you jump out of an airplane, you want the parachute to open up.
所以当你跳将从飞机上跳出来的时候，你要你的降落伞能够打开。
Because that's the way you arrive safely.
因为你才能够安全的降落。
The mind is the same way.
我们的思想，我们的脑筋就是同样的。
And it's the gateway to the heart.
是我们是到你心里，直到你心里的一个通道。
In fact, God is in such a hurry that sometimes He bypasses the mind.
很多时候神很着急，他直接走到你的心里。
And He hits us directly in the heart.
他就直接就冲击到你的心。
He puts something down here that we can't explain up here.
他就把一个负担放在你的心里，就但是是你的头脑没有办法解释的。
That's why we need to open our minds.
所以我们需要打开我们的头脑。
To receive something that we haven't received before.
来接受我们不能够明白我们没有接受过的事情。
In order to see what we haven't seen before.
而且只有这样子能够才能够看到我们从来没有见过的事情。
So that we can do what we've never done before.
所以我们就可以做我们从来没有做过的事情。
That's why we're here.
那就是为什么我们今天在这里的。
We want to see God come to the Bay Area.
我们真的要愿意神来到我们这个湾区，旧金山湾区。
Amen.
Amen.
So pray with me this prayer. Pray with us.
一起来祷告，我们一起来祷告。
Esther and me, we're going to lead you in prayer.
我们现在要一起祷告。
All right, let's pray this way. Father God.
亲爱的天父。
That's all right. Whenever you hear it, just speak it out, all right? And if you want to do it in Chinese, wait for the Chinese. If you want to do it in English, just let it rip. Here we go. Father God.
亲爱天父。
Here we are in your presence.
我们现在在你的面前。
And here you are in our presence.
你在我们当中。
We have come.
我们来到你的面前。
I have come.
我已经来到你的面前。
To hear from you.
来听你的话。
I say to you,
我来告诉你,
speak, Lord,
请你告诉我,
for your servant is listening.
因为你的仆人在倾听,
speak, Lord,
请你告诉我,
for your servant is listening.
因为你的仆人在听你说话,
I bless the person on my right.
我祝福我右手边的人,
just reach out and touch him.
伸手来祝福你右边的人,
I bless the person on my left.
我祝福我左边的人。
Let your kingdom come.
愿你的国度降临。
To me.
来到我的当中。
And to them.
也到他们的里面。
Let your will be done.
愿你的旨意成全。
In me.
成全在我身上。
And in them.
也成全在他们身上。
Touch them.
来。
Lift them up.
来提升他们。
Encourage them.
来鼓励他们。
Heal them.
来医治他们。
Restore them.
来恢复他们。
Fill them with your presence.
真的是你充充满满的与我们
同在。Fill me with your presence.
充充满满在我的里面。
Lord Jesus.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Come.
请你来。
Holy Spirit.
亲爱的圣灵。
Be our teacher.
请你做我们的导师。
We open our hearts.
我们敞开我们的心灵。
And we open our minds.
我敞开我的思想。
To receive from you.
来接纳。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Alright. Very good. Before you sit down, I don't know if this is a Chinese thing, but it's a very Latin thing. So, since I've been in Argentina, give somebody a hug and say, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
这是一个非常南美洲的做法，就是给一个人拥抱，就说我爱你，你拿我没办法的，我就是爱你。
Hallelujah. Oh, this is wonderful. You should do it more often.
我们应该多做一些，常常拥抱。
Oh, this is good. All right, that's enough. We'll do some more tomorrow.
我们明天现在可以了，我们明天再来。
I want to, before I share the message of the evening,
在我开始我的讲道之前,
I sense in my heart to say something to you.
我真的想跟你们说, 分享一些事情。
Something to you as Chinese people in the United States of America.
就特别是对着我们在华, 在美国的华人说一些话。
There's no question that God has a special love for Chinese people.
毫无质疑的就是神对华人有很多的爱。
Otherwise, why did he make so many of you?
如果不是的话他为什么做了这么多的中国人
But it's true.
但是真实的这是真的。
He has a special place for you.
在神的心里你们占据了一个非常重要的地位。
And for whatever reason,He has brought you here to the United States of America.
不管是什么样的原因，神已经带你来到这个美国这块地方。
How many of you were not born here in the United States?
你们有多少人是不是在这里出生的？
Look at that. Most of you. Wow. You were not born here.
我们都不是。
Well, I want to say to you, welcome to the United States of America.
我要说欢迎到美国来。
And I say that because sometimes people from other nations don't feel welcome here.
我要这样说是因为有些时候来到美国人并不感受到受欢迎。
But I want to welcome you because you have welcomed us.
因为我要欢迎你，因为你已经欢迎了我们。
But I also want to welcome you because I believe that God has brought you here.
但是我要欢迎你的原因是我相信神有一个原因带你们到这块土地来。
Even in the Bible,
就是在圣经里,
it's quite evident that when God wanted to change a nation, He used a foreigner to do it.
因为在圣经里很明显的，每当他要改变一个地方的时候，他都是用一个外来的人、外邦人来做这件事情。
Have you thought about that?
你们有没有想过这个事情？
Daniel was not a Babylonian.
但以理不是巴比伦人。
But he changed Babylonia.
但是他改变了他们。
Joseph was not an Egyptian.
约瑟也不是埃及人。
But he changed Egypt.
但是他改变了埃及。
And he saved his own nation.
然后他也拯救了犹太人。
Esther was not a Persian.
以斯帖不是一个波斯人。
She was Jewish.
她是一个犹太人。
And she changed her nation.
但是她也改变了她的国家。
She changed Persia.
她改变了波斯。
And she also saved her people.
她也拯救了她的自己的民族。
So it tells me that when God is about to do something in a nation,
所以神好像神就在告诉我们，当他要改变一个国家的时候，
He has a very special role for people who are not of that nation.
他对就是外来的人有一个很特别的任务。
And so my prayer is that this weekend,
所以我的祷告，我们在这个周末。
God will open your eyes to see God, His purpose for you here in America.
我祈求神让你们看见你在这里的目的。
And you will be able to embrace, even adopt, America and the San Francisco Bay Area like you never have before.
所以经过这个周末之后，你也可以拥抱这块旧金山湾区跟美国，然后用你从来没有过的眼光来看这个地方。
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, give the Lord a hand. So this evening, we want to talk a little bit about answering the call.
所以今天晚上我们要来讨论一下，来谈谈回应神的呼召。
God has a call on our lives.
神在我们每一个人都有一个呼召。
Most of you know this passage of scripture very well.
我们大部分人都很熟悉这段圣经。
Matthew 28:18-20.
马太福音二十八章十八到二十节。
Do you want to read it or you want me to read it?
I think either way.
Okay.
Yes.
It says, let's read it together. If you can read English, it's on the screen. All right, let's read it together. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That is the Great Commission.
这就是一个大使命的章节。
God has called us to disciple nations.
神已经呼召我们来使万国做我的门徒。
Oh, that's too big of a job for me.
但是我们说对，这个工作对我来讲太大了。
But God has a plan.
但是神有他的计划。
He's going to use you.
神要使用你。
One of the stories that we love to tell
我们很喜欢讲一个故事。
Is from Thailand.
是在泰国发生的。
Thailand is not a Christian nation.
泰国不是一个基督教的国家。
90% of the people in Thailand are Buddhist.
90% 泰国的人都是佛教徒。
10% are Muslim.
10% 是回教徒。
Excuse me, Hindus.
是印度教。
The rest are Christians and everybody else.
其余的就是基督徒还有其他的信。
So if you add 90 plus 10, what is that?
Zero.
100. That means there aren't very many Christians.
所以在那边没有很多基督徒。
But with God, numbers are never an issue.
但是对神而言，数字从来不是一个问题。
It's not by might nor by power.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
But by my spirit, says the Lord.
但是依靠我的灵方能成事。
So God doesn't have a problem with numbers.
所以神对这样子的数字是没有问题的，没有困难的。
He chose 12 disciples.
他选择了12个门徒。
The scriptures say they turned the world upside down.
所以在这个经文里头说，他们真的就是把福音传出去了。
God doesn't have a problem with numbers.
所以神对于数字是没有问题的。
So in this city of Phuket, Thailand,
在那个泰国普吉岛
Pastor Brian Burton,
这个牧师 Brian,
who is not a Thai,
他不是泰国人
he's an Englishman,
他是一个英国人
who's a missionary in Thailand,
他是在泰国的一个宣教士
he heard the message that you are going to hear this weekend,
那他听到我们今天就要分享的这个信息
and he went home and shared it with his congregation.
那他回到他的教会跟他的教会来分享这个信息。
And the first week he said, we are called to disciple this nation.
所以他就告诉他的会众说我们被宣召要去向泰国人传福音。
And he just began to explain a few of the principles that we're going to share.
那他也跟他们分享我们所要来讨论的一些原则。
A lady in his congregation.
然后在他的会众里头有一个女士。
Who was not very, influential.
不是一个非常有影响力的人。
In fact, her job was selling ice cream in the street.
她的工作其实就是在街上就是卖冰淇淋。
But she heard her pastor say to her, "You are called to disciple the nation."
但是她听到她的牧师说，我们被宣呼召来向万国传福音。
So she said to God.
所以她就跟神说
，God, I don't understand it.
我不懂。
But if you sent me to disciple the nation,
但是如果你要叫我去做叫万国做我的门徒
I'm going to do what I'm told.
我就会去做
You show me how.
你就告诉我怎么去做
I'll do it.
我就做
So she began selling her ice creams in a different way.
所以她就开始卖冰淇淋用一个不一样的态度
Instead of just selling it to the person,
就是除了就这样子卖给这个人之外
She would sell the ice cream with a blessing.
然后他就用祝福来卖他的冰淇淋。
And she would say, Lord, when I sell an ice cream,
他说神啊，当我卖一个冰淇淋的时候
，Would you bless that person that eats the ice cream?
可不可以你就是祝福那个吃冰淇淋的人
？And she would bless the person every time she sold an ice cream.
所以他每卖一个冰淇淋，他就祝福那个买冰淇淋的人。
And she said, Lord, you told me to disciple the nation. What do I do?
因为你告诉我说我要去叫万国做我的门徒，所以我怎么做呢？
And the Lord said, "Move your ice cream cart toward City Hall."
他说，把你的这个冰淇淋的这个柜子离市政府近一点。
I'm cutting a long story short.
我就把这个故事缩短很多。
One day, the mayor came out.
有一天有一个人出来了。
It was a hot day.
非常热的一天。
Most days in Thailand are a hot day.
在多半这个泰国的这个天气。
He wanted an ice cream.
他就买了一个冰淇淋。
So he went up to Wan Lapa's ice cream cart.
然后他就到这个卖冰淇淋的女士这里。
He bought an ice cream.
他买了一个冰淇淋。
She said to him, Mr. Mayor.
他说市长。
I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祝福你。
He said, who are you?
他说你是谁？
Oh, she said, we're part of a congregation that's blessing everybody in Phuket.
他说我是属于这个普吉岛这个教会，我们在这个市府里头一直在祝福每一个人。
He said, well, what congregation is that?
他说是什么样的会众呢？
Not everybody speaks well of the mayor.
因为很多人在那个时候不是对这个市长很好。
But if you speak well of me, I'd like to get to know you.
但是你既然对我这么好，我就想要来认识你。
Can I come to your church?
我可以到你的教会来吗？
She said, of course you can.
那他就邀请市长到他们的
教会。Anytime you want.
你任何时候都可以来。
He came on a Sunday.
所以他礼拜天就到教会去了。
He heard Pastor Brian preach.
所以他听到这个牧师在讲道。
Pastor Brian that Sunday.
那天这个牧师呢？
Happened to be speaking on a subject of corruption.
那他刚好讲到贪腐的这个题目。
And、the curse that corruption brings on a city.
而且这个就是这个贪腐带来给一个市政府的这个咒诅。
In the context of we have to transform our nation.
然后而且其实它的内容是说我们要转化我们的国家。
So we have to know how to react in a climate of corruption.
所以我们就必须知道在一个贪腐的一个环境里头怎么样来。
How do we bless people who are corrupt?
我们怎么样去祝福一个贪官呢？
And the mayor of the city walked in.
然后这个市长就走进来了。
Brian could have died.
然后这个牧师差一点要昏倒。
In fact, he tried to get out of the message.
他很想就换一个话题。
He said, God, can I preach something else?
他说神啊，我可不可以讲其他的东西？
Because that man signs my visa.
因为他说这个市长可以签我的这个可以签我的签证。
He can kick me out of the country.
他可以让我离开泰国。
God says, preach the message.
神说你就继续的讲。
He gives you your visa.
他给你的签证。
I give you your next breath.
我给你的下一口气。
You better preach.
你就继续的讲下去。
So he preached.
所以他继续的讲这个题目。
The mayor got up early and left the service.
然后市长就提前离开了这个聚会。
Brian thought that's trouble.
那这个牧师就说这糟糕了。
But the following Wednesday, the mayor called him.
但是下一个礼拜三的时候，这个市长打电话
给他。He said, Brian, can we have lunch?
他说我们吃个饭吧。
Brian said, this is an interesting way of throwing me out of the country.
他说这个是一个好像很有趣的方法，是要用这种方法来叫我离开。
They had lunch.
他们吃了饭。
The mayor told the story.
这个市长说。
I heard you preach on Sunday.
我听到你礼拜天的讲道。
You talked about corruption.
你讲到这个贪污的事情。
I left early.
我早一点离开了。
Brian said, I noticed.
我注意到了，他说。
The mayor said, let me tell you why.
市长说我跟你讲为什么。
I was troubled by your message, but not offended.
我就是听到你的这个信息之后，我心里很烦恼。
There's a difference.
但是我不是很生气，因为这里有个不同的意思。
I was troubled because I had just received a bribe for a construction project in our city.
因为我烦恼是因为刚好收到一个贿赂。
And after I heard your message,
那这正好这个时候我听到你这个信息。
I realized that I could not accept the bribe.
我知道我不能够接受这个贿赂。
It would curse our people.
因为会带来这个咒诅。
So I left early.
所以我就提早离开。
To take the bribe money back.
所以我就把这个贿赂就送回去了。
$1 million.
一百万。
And he said.I'm here today.
他说今天呢
？To ask you if God will forgive me for that.
我就是要问你说，神是不是可以原谅我
？Brian said, "Of course, God will forgive you."
这个牧师说，当然他可以原谅你。
He loves you so much.
他爱你。
He said, "What do I do to be forgiven?"
我需要做什么才可以被原谅呢
？Brian said, "Just ask him."
他说就是跟他讲。
Not only that, he will forgive you of all your sin.
他会原谅你所有的罪。
You'll become a child of God.
你会成为神的孩子。
The mayor said, "Can I do it now?"
这个市长说，我现在就可以做吗？
And in the middle of a packed restaurant,
就是在一个非常拥挤的餐厅，
came to know the Lord Jesus.
这普吉岛的市长就成为一个基督徒。
Not only that,
不只是这样子。
He turned a corrupt political system around.
然后他就把这个贪腐的这个普吉岛的政府改变了。
And within a few months, he was named.The mayor, he was honored as being the most valuable mayor of Thailand.
几个月之后，他就被定为就是泰国最有价值的市长。
The most honorable mayor of Thailand.
就是最有荣耀的市长。
Because he changed from evil to good.
因为他从罪恶改变到圣洁。
But where did the story start?
但是这个故事怎么开始的呢？
With a lady.
因为有一个。
Who accepted a call?
他接受了这个神的呼召。
To disciple a nation.
然后说他要去叫万国做我的门徒。
From her ice cream cart.
从他就卖他冰淇淋的这个事情上。
God has ideas that you have not heard of.
神在你的身上有你无法想象的。
He has a destiny for you that you have not known.
他有给你一个你无法想象的呼召。
How many of you want to walk into that destiny?
有多少人愿意走向这样子的呼召？
This weekend.
这个就在这个 weekend.
Hallelujah.God is so eager to give it to you.
神是很愿意要给你的。
So this is where we're heading.
所以我们要走向这个地方。
Now, how are we going to get there? That's going to be a lot of, well, that'll take us through all of this conference.
我们要怎么样达到那个地步呢？就是我们要把。
We're going to share some principles with you that I won't touch on this evening.
有一些原则我们会就是现在我们今天晚上不谈的。
But these are going to be practical principles and tools for you to use.
但是这些都是很实际的原则跟工具。
But this evening I want to talk to you about Gideon.
但今天晚上我要跟大家谈的是基甸。
And how God turns hesitators into heroes.
就神怎么样把基甸从一个就是很犹豫的人转变成到一个英雄。
Most of us are familiar with the story of Gideon.
我们大部分人可能了解基甸这个故事。
And if you want to follow along in your Bible, it's in Judges chapter 6.
在那个士师记的第六章。
But there are three powerful principles from Gideon's life that will be important for us tonight.
在基甸的生命里头有三个要领是我们可以学习的。
This is the beginning of the journey.
这就是我们这个开始。
Principle number one.
第一个要领。
Let's read it together.
我们可以一起来念。
God has a better opinion of you than you have of yourself.
神对你的评价是高过于你自我的评断。
Let's make it personal.
我们让它成为我们自己的。
And instead of using the word you, say the word me.
把你改成我。
God has a better opinion of me than I have of myself. And that's true. How do we know that?
我们怎么样知道呢?
Well, let's look at Gideon's story.
我们来看看这个。
It says here in Judges chapter 6,
在士师记第六章,
the power of Midian prevailed against Israel because of Midian, the sons of Israel made for themselves dens which were in the mountains and the caves and the strongholds.
因为米甸人压制以色列人，以色列人因为米甸人就在山中挖穴、挖洞、建造营寨。
For it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites would come up with the Amalekites and the sons of the east and go against them. So they would camp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza and leave no sustenance in Israel as well as no sheep, ox or donkey.
以色列人每逢撒种之后，米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人都上来攻打他们，对着他们安营，毁坏土产，直到加萨，没有给以色列人留下食物，牛羊驴也没有留下。
So here's the picture.
所以这个是他们这个当时所面对的事。
The Midianites were an evil horde of people.
米甸人是非常可恶的人。
They were nomads. They traveled around. They lived in the They never settled, they always moved around.
米甸人他们不住在一个固定的地方，他们就是一直在好像在各地游走。
They never came to conquer, they only came to ruin.
他们也不是要来那个取夺，他们就是要来破坏。
And they came to Israel.
那他们就到了以色列人住的地方。
They would come at harvest time.
那他们就到这个收成的时候。
They would eat all of the harvest.
他们就把他们的收成都拿走了。
And as it says in the scripture,
在经上所说的一样。
They wouldn't leave behind any sheep, ox, or donkey.
他们不会留下任何的食物，牛羊或者是驴。
When the Midianites came, Israel fled for the hills.
当他们来的时候，以色列人就逃掉了。
Out of fear.
因为他们害怕他们。
And the Midianites had the run of the land.
因为这个米甸人就在这个地方。
But the scripture tells us that Gideon was found in a wine vat.
但是基甸他就被发现。
And he was threshing wheat.
然后他在那个抖那个麦子。
In a wine vat.
在一个酒灶哦，在酒灶。
Yeah.
I guess I missed that part.
In a
酒榨。
Okay, good. You can help us out. That's all. So we often say, well, Gideon was a fearful person.
所以我们在说这个基甸是一个胆子很小的人。
Well, you would be too.
我想我们也会是。
In those conditions.
在这种状况之下，我们都会是。
But Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine vat.
但是他在一个酒榨之中来弄这个麦子。
Now think about that.
想想看。
Where did he get his wheat?
他从哪里得到这个麦子呢？
Because the Midianites consumed all the wheat.
因为米甸人把麦子都拿走了。
But Gideon had wheat.
但是基甸却还有麦子。
All of Israel was in the hill. We're in the hills.
但是以色列人都逃到山上去了。
Gideon was in a wine vat.
但是他还是在这边。
And he had wheat.
那他有麦子。
I think that's significant.
我觉得这是一个很重要的地方。
He didn't have much.
他没有太多东西。
And he didn't have a lot of courage.
但他也没有勇气。
Better said he had a lot of doubt and fear.
但是他有很多的怀疑跟害怕。
Because I think he had a little bit of courage.
但是他有一点点勇气。
Either he had somehow protected some wheat.
不知道他怎么样了，保留下了这么一点点的麦子。
Or he had stolen some wheat from the Midianites.
或者是说他去跟米甸人偷了一些。
But he had wheat.
但是他有。
And he was threshing in a wine vat.
所以他也在那个酒榨之中来做这个事情。
And why do you thresh wheat?
他为什么要这个甩这个麦子呢？
So you can cook.
所以他就可以
You can cook bread.
他可以做成面包。
You can make cakes.
他可以做蛋糕。
From the fruit of your land.
所以从这个地上所得的这个。
Nobody else was baking cakes from the fruit of the land.
所以其他的人都跑掉了，只有他还在那边。
Except the Midianites.
除了米甸人之外。
And Gideon.
还有基甸。
Gideon took the little thing that he had.
基甸呢，拿着他仅有的一点点麦子。
And he turned it into an instrument for the handiwork of God.
所以他把这个一点点东西让神做一个神的一个工具。
In Thailand, it was a lady with an ice cream cart.
在泰国那是一个卖冰淇淋的女士。
But in Israel, it was a young man with a little bit of wheat in a wine vat.
但是在这个以色列的这个人当中，只就是基甸跟他这个一点点的麦子。
And I want you to see what happened in verse 11.
我现在要请大家看看十一节。
It says, Now the angel of the Lord came down and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah.And watched Gideon.
所以当那个时候，那个在俄弗拉的时候，神的使者就来告诉他。
What Gideon did attracted the presence of God.
基甸所做的使神来到他的面前。
Gideon did something that attracted the presence of God.
基甸做了一些事情，是让神愿意来回应他的，来看到他的所为。
It wasn't much; it was just a little thing.
不是他所做一个很大的事情，而是一个很小的东西。
But God had His eye on somebody doing a little thing.
但是神看到他在做的那件小的事情。
And the angel of the Lord came.
但主的使者就来了。
And we know that that is a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament.
我们知道主的使者就是耶稣基督在旧约里头的一个称呼。
So the angel of the Lord comes down and he watches Gideon inside the wine vat.
所以主的使者来了，就在那边看到基甸。
And he says something to Gideon.
所以他就跟基甸说。
And this is what he wants to say to you. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior.
他说, 大能的勇士啊, 耶和华与你同在。
Well, Gideon had a different opinion.
啊, 但是基甸对他自己有不同的意见。
He began to answer the Lord.
他开始回答神说,
he said, Oh Lord, if the Lord is with us, then why has all this happened to us?
他说, 如果耶和华与我们同在, 我们何至遭遇这一切事呢?
And where are all his miracles?
他说他的神迹在哪里呢?
The Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian.
他说神已经丢弃我们, 把我们交在米甸人的手里。
But God wouldn't give up.
但是神不愿意放弃。
In fact, God didn't listen to him very much.
神没有听到基甸的抱怨。
The angel of the Lord just went on.
主的使者继续说,
he said to him, Gideon, go in this your strength and save the nation.
他说基甸你去靠着米甸, 从手里, 从米甸人的手里, 拯救以色列人。
And Gideon said what you and I would say.
他说基甸就跟你讲的一样,
what strength? What strength?
我有什么力量呢?
He said to him, O Lord, how shall I deliver Israel?
他说我怎么样来拯救以色列人呢?
Behold, my family is the least in Manasseh, and I am the youngest in my father's household.
他说我们家在马拉西支派中是最贫穷的, 而且我在我父家也是最微小的。
There's no chance I can save the nation.
我没有办法来拯救这个国家。
But God didn't give up.
但是神并没有放弃他。
In fact, God didn't even listen to him.
神也没有听他的抱怨。
He just said to him, Gideon, surely I will be with you.
他说基甸我会与你同在。
And you shall defeat Midian as one man.
那你必击打米甸人就好像击打一个人一样。
And that's the beauty of our God.
这就是我们神的伟大。
He knows what he put in us.
他知道我们, 他放在我们里面的是什么。
So it's not about what you think you have.
不是你认为你有什么。
It's about what he knows that you have.
而是神知道他在你里头放了什么。
Gideon had very little strength.
基甸没有很多的力量, 他有非常微小的力量。
All he was doing was threshing wheat in a wine vat.
他所做的就是在那个酒窖中来甩他的麦子。
He was hiding from the Midianites.
所以他在躲米甸人。
And he was hiding his wheat from the Midianites.
那他也在保留他的麦子。
Because he said, this wheat is not going to be lost on them.
不再给他们了。
I'm going to eat this wheat.
我要吃这个麦子。
This is mine.
这个就是我的。
And God saw that.
但神看到他的作为。
That's why he said, in this your strength.
他说用你的这个力量,
I don't have a lot of strength.
基甸说我没有力量。
God's answer,
但是神的,
it's always the same.
永远是一样的。
I will be with you.
我必与你同在。
And if you go back to the Great Commission,
你如果我们再回到这个大使命,
you find the same thing.
我们也看到同样的,
Jesus said to his disciples,
耶稣对他的门徒说,
All authority is given me in heaven and on earth.
天上和地下的权柄都赐给我了。
And then he finished up by saying,
最后他说,
Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
我就常与你们同在, 直到世界的末了。
That's like two pieces of bread and a hamburger in the middle.
好像有两个, 就是一个面包里头夹了一个 牛肉饼。
All authority,
的所有的权柄,
Jesus' presence with me,
而且是耶稣基督的同在。
Go disciple the nation.
然后就是去使万民做我的门徒。
He's the one that makes it possible.
那个他可以使这个所有的事变成可能。 这个就是神迹。
That's very good news.
这就是好消息。
So, principle number one.
所以这第一个要领是什么呢?
God has a higher opinion of you than you have of yourself.
所以神对你的评价是高过于你自己的判断的。
He said, Gideon, I believe in you even if you don't believe in yourself.
他说基甸我相信你,
go and save the nation.
去吧,
He'll turn our weakness into strength.
他把他的软弱变成他的力量,
and the question then is, whose report are we going to believe?
所以你相信谁的这个评估呢?
As for me and my house, I will believe the report of the Lord.
他说我和我一家我要相信神的评断。
I am a mighty warrior.
我是一个大能的勇士。
Can you say that this evening?
你可以说我是大能的勇士吗?
I am a mighty warrior. Oh, say it like you, halfway.
要讲得有力气一点。
Ready? Here we go.
我是大能的勇士。
By Sunday afternoon, that's going to be a lot louder.
希望到礼拜天下午我们更大声。
So let's practice one more time.
我们再来练习一次。
I am a mighty warrior. That's getting better.
越来越好了。
That's what God thinks of you.
这就是神对你的看法。He
sees you that way.
他是这样子看你, 跟你自己看的不太一样。
It's not about you.
不是你对你自己的想法重要。
It's about him.
而是因为要看着神对你看的眼光。
But he has chosen not to do anything unless he does it with you.
但是神愿意要跟你一起做。
So it is about you.
所以又是跟你有关系。
He makes us great.
他真的是让我们成为一个大能的勇士。
Number two.
第二个要领,
God will make your family and your elders develop a better opinion of you than you think is possible.
神会使你的家庭跟你的长辈们对你自己的评估胜过你自己自认为可能的。If
you know the rest of the story, you know that God said to Gideon, go tear down the altar to Asherah that belongs to your father.
他告诉基甸去把这个祭坛给，就是巴利的祭坛给破坏掉。Now
the Asherah was the god of the whole city.
在那个时候，这个巴利的祭坛是那个城市的一个祭坛。It
was an idol.
是一个偶像。And
God said to Gideon, "Go tear it down."
所以神告诉基甸说去把它拆除了。There
are a lot of things that we can say about that idol.
我们可以讲很多有关这个偶像的事情。
But basically, it has to do with tearing down strongholds.
但是最重要的是要拆除这个坚固的营垒。
What is a stronghold?
那是什么样的一个东西呢?
A stronghold is a mindset impregnated with hopelessness that causes us to accept as unchangeable something that is contrary to God's will.
这个坚固的营垒是一种就是没有盼望，但是是已经形成的一种思想。 来导致你要接受一个好像不能改变的事情，但这种思想是违背神的意思的。So
it's a mindset.
是你的一个想法。It's
up here in the mind.
就是这种一个执念。And
it keeps us from doing what God says we can do.
它能够就是导致我们不去做神要我们做的事情。We
need to tear those strongholds down.
我们必须拆除这些坚固的营垒。
This is a whole seminar all by itself.
这个坚固的营垒，我们可以花很多的时间来仔细的探讨。And
I only want to touch on the very first step to tearing down a stronghold.
但是我今天只想要讲一件事。
It's called obedience.
我说的就这唯一的一件事情就是要顺从。
We find in the scripture.
我们在圣经里头也看到。
That Gideon tore the idol down.
那个基甸就照着神的意思把这个神像拆除了。
And he sacrificed one of his father's bulls on the altar.
所以他也把他父亲的这个牛犊呢，在这个祭坛上面来烧掉。
But he did it at night.
但是他在晚上做的。
Because he was still fearful.
因为他还是害怕。
But he did it.
但是他还是做了。
And the next morning,
第二天早晨的时候,
the whole city came to worship the idol.
那城市的人要来拜这个偶像。
And the idol wasn't there.
但是已经不在了。
And they said to one another,
但是他们就说,
who did this thing?
谁做了这件事情?
And when they went looking around,
在他们到处是去找人,
they found out that Gideon was the culprit.
他们就找到说是基甸把这个偶像拆除了。
So they went to Gideon's father.
所以他们就去基甸的父亲那边。
And they said to Joash,
所以他们告诉约阿施说,
bring out your son,
把你的儿子带出来,
that he may die.
所以我们要治死他。
Wow.
这么厉害。
Now his father was the one who owned the Asherah.
因为他的父亲约阿施就是拥有那个木偶像的人。
He was the keeper of the idol.
他是这个偶像的这个。So
at that moment, Joash has to choose between the idol or his son.
所以在这个时候，约阿施必须选择这个偶像或是他的儿子。And
in some cultures, it's the idol that gets chosen.
在有一些文化里头，他们会选择这个祭拜的偶像。But
Joash did a surprising thing.
但是约阿施在这里做了一个不同的举动。He
said to the men,
他说,
all who stood against him,
他说你们就是,
will you contend for Baal or will you deliver him?
他说如果, 谁为他争论呢？
If he's a god, let him contend for himself.
他说如果巴利是神的话，有人拆毁他的坛，就让他为自己争论吧。
Because somebody tore down his altar.
因为有人把他的神坛拆下来了，拆毁了。
What a surprise.
这就是一个很大的惊奇。
Joash stood up for his son.
因为约阿施为他的儿子争辩。
And God will do that.
神也会是为我们争辩。
He will remove the fears that stand before you, that look you in the eye every day.
神会除去你心中的惧怕，每天看着你。
Well, if I do this, then certainly something bad is going to happen.
如果我做这个的话，可能有这个不好的事情会发生。
If I speak up at work,
如果我在工厂在工作的时候说什么意见
，Certainly I will be criticized.
我可能就被批评了。
Certainly, they will look bad toward me.
他们可能就觉得我很奇怪。
Things will not go well.
但对我来讲，这事情不好做
了。I will prosper.
我就不会在公司里头就不容易做事。
That's not the God you serve.
但是神不是这样子的神。
The God that you served made the Bay Area.
神，你所侍奉的神造了这个三藩市的这个湾区。
He allowed it to be put here.
他把这个湾区放在这里。
There are wonderful things sown into the Bay Area.
我们在这个旧金山湾区有许多美好的事情。
And there are a lot of evil things in the Bay Area.
也有很多不好的事情。
But God's word said, God so loved the world.
但是神的话说。
That he sent his only begotten son.
他将他的独生儿子。
So even the bad things are not that bad.
所以即使是再不好的事情，在神的眼光不是一回事。
Let me say it more clearly.
让我再讲更清楚。
Bad things are very bad.
不好的事情是真的不好。
But they're not so bad that God cannot redeem.
但是没有坏到那个程度是神不能够恢复的。
People are not so evil that they cannot be saved.
人不会坏到一个程度是神不能拯救的。
And God has a plan for the Bay Area.
神对湾区有一个美好的计划。
So he doesn't call us to look at the Bay Area with fear.
他叫我们看着这个湾区，不是用惧怕。
He calls us to obey.
他叫我们要来顺从他。
And when we obey,
当我们顺从他的时候
，he produces a surprise result.
他就会给我们惊奇。
Now you may say obedience is difficult.
他说你会可能会说顺从不是那么容易。
Really?
是吗？
Let's do a test, all right?
我们来试试看。
Okay. Take your right hand.
拿起你的右手。
And put it over on your left ear.
放在你的左耳上。
Everybody? Very good. Look at that.
大家很好。
Now look at your neighbor.
然后看着你的。
And say to your neighbor, you see how difficult obedience is?
看看这个顺从有这么难吗？
Obedience is not difficult.
顺从不是那么难的事情。
Just do it.
就是去做。
Just do it.
就做了。
The ice cream lady said,
卖冰淇淋的女士说,
I'm a disciple of nations.
我要去使万民做我的门徒。
I don't know how.
我不知道怎么做。
But I'll do it.
但是我会去做。
And she started.
但他就开始做了。
That's what tonight is all about.
所以我们今天晚上就学习这样的顺从。
You see, Gideon obeyed.
基甸顺从了。
And his father gave him a new name.
约阿施就给他一个新的名字。
On that day, he named him Jerubbaal. That is to say, let Baal contend against him because he had torn down his altar.
他就给他取了一个新的名字，叫做耶路巴利，因为他那天就是跟巴利争论。
God was able to pull down the strong. Gideon was able to pull down the stronghold because of his obedience.
基甸可以就是拆毁了这个坚固的营垒，因为他顺从神。
And so we need to do the same.
所以我们也必须做同样的事。
Number three.
第三个要领。
God will make your enemies have a better opinion of you than you ever imagined.
神会使你的仇敌对你的判断超过你所能想象的。
We know that later on in the story, God sent Gideon to the enemy's camp.
后来我们知道基甸呢，就神叫他到这个仇敌的这个营寨中。
Now you have to remember, there were 135,000 Midianites.
那个时候有132,000米甸人。
135,000.
132,000.
And God says, sends Gideon all by himself into the Midianite camp.
那神差遣基甸人自己去这个营寨中。
And he says to them, he says to him, if you're afraid, take your servant Pura with you.
他说，他跟基甸说，如果你害怕的话，你就带着你的仆人普拉一起去。
Okay, so we're going to send two Israelites into a camp of enemies of 135,000.
所以他们神差遣了两个人到一个132,000人的敌人的营中。
That's going to make Gideon feel really safe.
所以基甸真的是会害怕的不得了。
But God knew what he was doing.
但是神知道他在做什么。
And you know the story how they went into the Midianite camp.
所以我们知道他就进到这个米甸人的营寨。
And they overheard a couple of soldiers talking about a dream.
所以他们听到就是这个军人在讲一些事情。
A dream that scared them to death.
他们听着这个梦把他们吓得一塌糊涂。
Of this barley loaf that rolled down the hill and knocked over their tent.
好像他们怕到人都从山上滚下来，然后把帐篷都踢掉了。
And one soldier said to the other, "This is none other than the hand of Gideon."
他说这个好像就是从基甸的手所做的事。
You see, God had been putting the dots together.
所以神就在这个时候就把这个事情撮合在一起。
Who was Gideon?
谁是基甸？
Oh, he was the kid that was doing things with wheat in the wine vat.
他只是那个好像年轻人在那边弄麦子的。
Then he was the guy that tore down his father's idol.
但是他后来又是去拆毁了他父亲那个偶像的祭坛。
And sacrificed one of his father's bulls.
然后用他父亲的牛犊去献祭。
This is the same guy that is coming our way?
但是这是同一个基甸他要来我们的营寨吗？
Because they began to realize that there was a force behind Gideon that was beyond his own strength.
他们开始了解在基甸的后面好像是有一股力量不是他自己的。
When you and I say yes to God,
当我们跟神说愿意的时候
in the context of what he has called us to do,
在他们我们在呼召他我们的事情要去做的事情当中
we can count on that same authority.
我们就可以依赖这样同样的权柄。
It's an authority that gets into the hearts of the enemy.
这个权柄可以带你到这个敌人的营寨之中。
And God is a good God.
神是好的神。
He's not willing that any should perish.
神不会要我们要灭亡。
But that all should come to repentance.
他要所有的人都来悔改。
He says, I'm sending my son.
他说我要用我自己的儿子。
The government shall be on his shoulders.
所以这个国权会在他的肩膀上。
He'll be called the Prince of Peace.
他要被称为和平之子。
Mighty God.
全能的神。
Mighty God?
Yes, 全能的神。
Everlasting Father?
永在的父。
Father is good.
父亲是好的。
Prince of Peace is good.
和平之君是好的。
God in government is good.
这国权是好的。
He has good things for us.
神预备了很好，所有好的事情给我们。
He comes to, he'll judge disobedience.
他要来判断你的顺从。
But his ultimate objective is to bring good.
但是他的目标是要把所有好的事情都赐给我们。神要把好的事情带到湾区来。
We have 103 cities around the Bay Area.
我们这个湾区有103个城市。
7 million people live here.
700万人。
13 counties.
13
counties.
哦，有13个县。
Huh? And God loves them all.
神爱我们每一个。
And He wants to come to all of them.
他要到每一个城市。
And He's raising up congregations like yours.
所以他也开始兴起我们
的教会。All over the Bay Area.
在湾区所有的地方。
I was with a group of pastors from Daly City on Wednesday.
我在礼拜三的时候跟这个 Daly City 的一些牧师们一起聚集。
We're sharing the same thing.
我们也分享同样的讯息。
They haven't begun yet.
他们还没开始。
But they're already seeing results.
但是他们已经看到一些结果。
They have favor with the government.
他们跟政府有很好的关系。
They have favor with the city.
他们跟市政府也很好的关系。
Some of them are Filipinos.
很多是菲律宾人。
Some are Hispanic.
有些是西班牙裔。
One is a Native American pastor.
也有那个印度就是本土的美国人。
And they're loving their city.
他们很爱他们的城市。
Things are going to change.
事情在他们的城市里头也
开始会改变。Because God will go before us.
因为神已经在他们面前走，已经到了那个城市。
Oh, there are so many things that we could talk about.
有很多事情我们都可以继续的分享。
And we're going to this weekend.
我们会继续的来分享这些见证。
But this is the night to understand.
但是今天晚上我们要来了解这些要。
To embrace the fact that God has a job for us.
但是这个今天晚上我们要知道神和我们每一个人都有一个呼召。
In fact, the best place for your faith to grow is in the middle of the enemy's camp.
我们信心就是在敌人的营寨中成长的最快。
So what we receive inside the building is wonderful.
我们在这个教会里头所学习的是非常好的事。
But where we're going to grow is outside the building.
但是我们只有在这个教会以外我们可以成长。
When we put into practice what God has for us.
当神我们开始是实践神给我们的话的时候就是在
这个教会之外。When we do, our faith is going to grow.
当我们去实践这些话的时候我们就会成长我们的信心会坚定。
And the enemy is going to back off.
仇敌就会退后。
And the kingdom of God is going to come.
所以神的国度就要降临。
And where Jesus is, the devil has to back away.
当基督在一个地方的时候，这个魔鬼就要逃掉了。
When God is present, the devil has to move out.
当神与我们同在的时候，魔鬼要逃离这个地方，因为他没有选择的余地。
So, God has a better opinion of you than you have of yourself.
所以神对你的评价是高过于你自己对你自己的判断。
Let's say it again. God has a better opinion of me than I have of myself. Together, God has a better opinion of me than I have of myself. Number two, God will make your family and elders develop a better opinion of you than you think possible. Amen? And number three, God will make your enemies have a better opinion of you than you ever imagined.God will do exceedingly abundantly above what you ask or think.
神在我们的身上会做超过你所求所想的。
So this evening,
所以今天晚
上, I want to ask you to do three things.
所以我要请大家做三件事情。
I want to ask you in the presence of the Lord.
我在神的面前我来要求你们做这三件事情。
Set aside your resistance.
不要再抵挡神。
Stop resisting.
放下你的反抗或是抵挡。
Stop saying it's not possible.
不要再说不可能。
Stop saying God can't use me.
不要再说神不能使用我。
One of the things that will dawn on you.
有一件事情。
During our time together.
在我们这几天在一起的时间。
But my guess is you already know it.
我想这个事情或许你已经知道。
Is that when Pastor Joseph comes to preach from this pulpit,
当这个我们你们的牧师在这个台上讲道的时候
he's not preaching to a congregation of sheep.
他不是在对一个就是光是一个羊群说话
You are not the sheep.
你们不就是不只是一个羊群
You are shepherds.
你们也是牧羊的人
You're not the pastor of the church.
你虽然不是这个教会的牧师
But you are shepherds of sheep.
但是你也是牧羊人，牧羊的人。
And your pastor is here to minister to shepherds.
你们的牧师在这边牧养这些牧羊人。
And when he gets done ministering to you in here,
当他在这个地方牧养结束的时候
your next step is to shepherd those that are around you.
你的下一步就是到了你的周围的人去牧养他们。
They live in your neighborhood.
他们就在住在你的家附近。
They live in your workplace.
他们就在你的职场里头。
They live where your kids go to school.
他就在你孩子的学校里头。
They live in the grocery store.
或者是在这个超级市场里头。
Where your wife shops.
或者是你太太就是买东西的地方。
They live in the drugstore.
或者他们在药局里头。
Sue told me this afternoon.
我太太告诉我说。
She was on an errand that was only going to take a few minutes.
她去做一个很就是办一个简单的事。
Had to pick up some groceries.
需要买一些东西。
Stop by the drugstore.
然后就到这个药房去一下。
But on the way over this evening, she told me everything that went on.
但是他告诉我了所有发生的事情。
Oh, I met my friend who's a cashier at the drugstore.
哦，所以我在这个药房碰到我一个朋友。
And we got to talking.
然后我们就开始聊起来。
And so on and so forth.
然后我们就聊了一阵子。
She knows all the cashiers.
她认识所有这个就是在这个。
At Safeway.
在 Safeway.
At CVS.
在这个。
Down at the gas station where she buys gas.
或者是那个加油站。
She does everything.
她就是认她知道这些每一个人。
I don't do anything and I don't know anybody.
我也不需做我没有做这些事情所以我也不认识这些人。
What am I talking about?
我在说什么呢?
Sphere of influence.
就是我们的影响力。
Every family in this congregation has a relationship with roughly 100 people.
每一个在这边的家庭可能跟可以影响到你旁边有100个人。
During the course of a week or a month, you have a relationship or contact with 100 people on a regular basis.
可能在一个礼拜或是一个月之内你可以接触到100个人或者跟你的家庭一起。
Let's say it's half that.
或者是说一半50个人。
50 people.
50个人。
So instead of having a congregation of 30 families,
所以就是我们不只有这边的30个家庭
30 families might be 120 people,
有可能变成120个人30个家庭可能是120个人
You have a congregation of 1500 people,
变成你的这个会众有1500个人
30 families times 50
因为就是用30乘以50的这个观念
That's a big congregation.
这个就变成一个很大的会很大的教会了很大的会众
And it's probably more than that.
而且可能比这个这些人更多
So what can we do to touch our sphere of influence?
所以我们怎么样去影响呢有这个影响力呢
Not just to get them to come to church.
不是叫他们来教会
No, it's much more than that.
但是要比这个更多的是
It's to get the kingdom of God to go to them.
所以我们让神的国度临到他们走到他们的家
It's to take what we have to them
把我们拥有的带给他们
It's to do what Daniel and Joseph and Esther did
所以我们就要做但以理约瑟跟以斯帖所做的事
It's to do what Pastor Brian did with his congregation
就像他这个泰国的牧师一样
And how that one lady in his congregation brought the kingdom of God to a whole city
像她这个卖冰淇淋的女士把这个神的国度带到整个普吉岛
Those things are happening today
这些事情都在发生
This is not just old story in the Bible
这个不是在圣经里头的古老故事
New story and in the Bay Area
这个是新的故事而且是在今天在发生的事
I know tomorrow you're going to hear some stories from Ted
我知道明天这个 Ted 要跟你们分享一些他的见证
Fasten your seatbelt
所以你们要上安全带坐稳了
SetAside your resistance.
就是不要再抵挡神了。
Don't be afraid in the presence of God.
不要在神的面前不要害怕。
Number two, act on what you have.
第二个就是按着你所有的去实践。
Act with what you have.
你所有的去实践。
Don't even think about what you don't have.
不要去想说你没有的东西。
Oh, I can't do that because.
我不能做那个事情，因为。
Forget about what you don't have.
不要去想说你没有的东西。
Use what you have.
就是用你所有的东西。
Moses had a rod in his hand.
摩西有一根杖。
He opened the Red Sea.
然后他就打开了红海。
Gideon had a flock of a shock of wheat.
基甸有一些麦子。
He used what he had.
但他就使用了他有所有的。
God makes the difference.
神会让你不同。
Put in his hand what you have.
当就把你有的东西放在神的手里。
And number three.
那第三个。
Obey.
顺从。
Obey.
顺从。
Obey.
顺从。
How many are willing to obey?
有多少人愿意顺从神？
Isaiah 60 says, Arise, shine, for your light has come.
以赛亚书60章说起来吧因为你的光已经来到。
I sense tonight the Lord saying that very same thing to you.
我觉得今天晚上神也在告诉我们这样同样的话。
Arise, shine.
起来将你的光发出去。
There's two things there.
有两件事情。
Arise.
起来。
Shine.
发光。
How many are willing to obey the Lord this evening?
有多少人愿意顺从神?
What does he say?
他 他说什么
Arise.
起来
How many are willing to obey?
多少人愿意起来
He says,
他说
Arise.
起来
Uh-huh.
发光
Oh, okay.
起来
It's not complicated. Say thank you, Lord. It's not complicated.
不是那么复杂的事情。
Now most of us wonder about the shine part.
那怎么发光？
What does that mean? How does that work?
怎么做？
We'll figure that out tomorrow.
我们明天来。
But tonight we got tonight's thing done.
今天我们有这么多人站起来，感谢。
He says, "Arise."
他说起来。
Arise.
起来。
It's always about obedience.
一直都是最重要的就是顺从神。
Now, we're going to pray to close this evening.
我们要来祷告。
But the service doesn't end.
但是我们的我们今天的聚会还没结束。
Because I sense in my spirit that God is going to be speaking to all of us.
我相信圣灵在这边要向我们每一个人说话。
And he's going to talk to us about the areas of resistance.
他要告诉你你自己心中抵挡神的地方。
And he's going to begin to tear away strongholds in our lives.
他要拆除你心里中的坚固的营垒。
He's going to tear away fear.
他要把你的惧怕除去。
He's going to tear away shame.
他要把你的悲哀除去。
Shame for things that you did that you shouldn't have done.
他要将你的羞耻除去。
He's going to tear away shame for things that you didn't do that you should have done.
他也要将你就是你该做的事情没做的这个羞耻的事情除去。
If you are walking close with the Lord,
如果你跟神很亲近
He's going to push you up to a level that you didn't see before.
神要将你提升到一个你从来没有到的位置去。
He's going to bring very specific things to your heart and life.
他要将很清楚的事情带到你的心中。
About what he wants you to do here in the Bay Area.
他要清楚的告诉你，你在这个地方，在这个湾区要如何的服侍他。
And these onion skins of resistance are going to be peeled off.
这所有你在抗拒神的这些像
When that happens,
都要除去。
When that happens,
当这事情发生的时候
obey,
要顺从神
obey,
要记得顺从神
do what God told you to do,
要做神告诉你的事情
don't take two steps at a time,
不要每次就是两步
one step at a time,
就是一步一次走一步就好了
tonight we arise,
今天我们站起来
and we say yes, Lord,
我们今天说属是。
So say with me now, yes, Lord.
现在跟我一起说属是的。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你。
Thank you that you think more of me than I think of myself.
谢谢你对我的评价高过我自己对自己的评价。
Thank you that you go before me.
谢谢你在我的面前。
That you've prepared the way.
但你为我预备道路。
Thank you, Lord, that you are a father.
但是感谢你是我的父亲。
And you can tear down all of my resistance.
你可以拆毁我一切所有坚固的营垒。
Tonight I give myself to you.
今天我将我自己献给你。
I arise in your presence.
我起来在你的面前。
And I say to you, Lord.
我告诉你，我在这。
I am yours.
我是你的。
Show me the everlasting way.
请你指教我你前面的道路。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
感谢你，亲爱的主。
In your name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Give the Lord a hand.